This is the Heart, Soul, and Hustle podcast, episode number 61. And on this week's episode, we are talking about how to get consistent with your business. So if you struggle with releasing weekly content, getting people on your email list on a regular basis, or just showing up in a way that gets you paid, this episode is for you. Stay tuned.
Hey there, you're listening to the Heart, Soul, and Hustle podcast. My name is Zach Spuckler, and on this show, we talk about how to go from passionate side hustler to full-time online business owner with tips, tricks, and interviews to help you take it to the next level. Let's do it.
What is up, Heart Hustlers? Welcome to another episode of the Heart, Soul, and Hustle podcast. And I'm really excited about this episode because I thought this would be a great week to talk about consistency for a couple of different reasons. But before we dive in, I have to kind of lead in with a little apology, which is I'm still kind of not quite back at my office from traveling for work and pleasure. I was in California a couple weeks ago, and then I just got back home from New York last night. And I'm finally sitting down, and quite honestly, I thought today was Monday, so I thought I was recording a podcast on a Monday, but I'm not. It's Tuesday, which means I'm recording it on the day it's supposed to be live, so whoops, I'm human too, mistakes happen. I hope you don't mind that this episode might come out at a little different time than you're used to. Second thing I want you to know is, because I'm still out and about traveling, I plugged in a really nice pair of headphones with a nice microphone, but it's probably not going to be that cool, crisp, refreshing audio that you're used to on my other episodes. So hopefully the content and the timing make up for it. Now, I decided this week to talk about consistency, and I thought I would do it in this kind of tongue-in-cheek sort of way, because I'm talking about consistency on a podcast episode that's not coming out on the date it's supposed to. Last week, we didn't have an episode go live because I was traveling for work and I didn't have time to really deal with it, and we were doing some other promotions. And so I thought, why don't I talk about consistency and really explain to my audience and you that consistency is not just hitting that post button every Tuesday at 11 a.m. One thing that I watched happen as I was kind of scaling my business, you know, I've seen people at every level and I've worked with people at a lot of different levels from just getting started to, you know, six and seven figure businesses. And there is this consensus among a lot of people that consistency is just showing up, right? We even hear that, like, you know, 80% of success is showing up. But I have friends and people I know who they post religiously every day at 9 a.m. or 10 a.m. But just showing up consistently does not build your business. So I want to introduce you to this new concept that perhaps consistency is not showing up every Tuesday in your inbox at 11 a.m. as much as I would like to, but rather it's about making sure that you have systems and tools and ideas in place that make sure that everything you do is moving your business forward, right? I want you to change the idea of consistency as being a gold star every Tuesday on the calendar to rather think about it as pushing a boulder up the hill, right? And it's not this hill we think of when we think of pushing the boulder up the hill. It's not a 45-degree hill. Maybe it's just a slight slope, right? When you're looking at it, you can tell it's uphill, but it's not crazy. And you start to push this boulder. And every time you post or you do something for your business, the boulder moves just a little bit further, and it picks up a little speed. When you stop pushing or you have to take a week off, the boulder doesn't immediately stop in place and roll backwards. Rather, what happens with the boulder is it continues with forward motion, but it might be a little slower than if you were pushing it. That's how I like to think of consistency. Not that a missed opportunity is the death of my business, and not if you're not moving forward, you're moving backwards. You know, for a long time, that thought process of if you're not growing, you're dying, or if you're not moving forward, you're moving backwards, was detrimental to my business, and it caused me to become a freaking workaholic, and I don't want that for you. So I wanted to start by being really honest and open with you that I struggle with consistency, right? You're listening to this episode at the time we didn't want it to release after missing an episode, and my business is doing okay, and your business can be doing okay. So consistency is not about showing up every Tuesday. It's about doing things every day or on a consistent basis that move you forward. Now, I do want to put a little disclaimer here. My goal is to release content every Tuesday. Your goal should be to release weekly or monthly content or to stick to your content schedule. But my whole hope with this introduction is to introduce you to the idea that there's more to consistency and growth in business than just showing up every Tuesday, and that missing a week or having to take a day off doesn't make you a bad person. It doesn't mean you run a bad business. It simply means you are human. So what I want to do with this episode is give you three tips to help you get more consistent with your business from the guise of consistency is not showing up every day, but rather consistency is making sure that on a regular basis, we're moving our business forward. And the first concept that I want to introduce you to is making sure that you are generating new leads to your business every single day. And there's a few different ways to do this. Now, we talk about list building, and I think list building is really important to your business. But lately, I've been thinking more about what's more important than building a list is generating leads. And what I mean by that is we want to make sure that every day our business is getting in front of people who are potential buyers. It's super easy to get people to opt in for name and email and to run Facebook ads. But the key thing is we want to make sure that every day we're getting our content in front of potential buyers. Now, there's a ton of different ways to do this, but my personal favorite is to run Facebook ads. We have a daily budget that we are always running to Facebook ads. Every single day, we're generating new leads and sales in the business because we're always pushing new people in. Now, if you're listening and you're like, well, I don't have a ton of money or I don't have the money to spend on Facebook ads, that's okay. Instead, what I would ask you is, what are you doing every day to push people to your email list? Are you promoting a blog post with a content upgrade? Are you putting your freebie on your Facebook page? Are you doing a Facebook Live that's related to some of your free content and driving people to take action? See, it's not about just running Facebook ads or posting every day. It's about saying, building that list of qualified leads is what's going to give you the ammunition when you launch or when you want to promote something. You want to have a group of people to push your content out to. And that's why we want to make sure that no matter what, we're always getting new people in and getting them ready for content. That's something that's become a really key mantra of ours at Heart, Soul, and Hustle. What are we doing today to get the business in front of new people? And for you, I would ask yourself the same question, but I would tweak it a little bit. And I would say, are you doing something every day to bring new people into the business? It doesn't have to be advertising. It doesn't have to be a Facebook Live, but are you doing something every single day to make sure that new people are coming in? Now, that first one might seem a little bit superficial. I understand that you might be listening to that first tip where I'm like, build your list every day. And you might be thinking, well, like, what are the actionable steps I can take? So what I would encourage you to do is this little exercise. And I want you to just take out a piece of paper, a scratch piece of paper. If you're driving, that's okay. Just think about this and list, what are the last 10 ways that people found you to opt into your email list? Now, for me, I won't list out all 10, but some of the big ones I can think of are posting in my Facebook group, running a Facebook ad, doing a Facebook Live, posting on Instagram, and posting on Instagram stories. Those are 5 times in the last 3 to 4 weeks I can think of that we actively brought people into our email list. Now, the next thing that I would encourage you to do is say, which of these can we automate and delegate? Which we're going to talk about more as we continue with this episode. But for me, I could totally automate some of my Instagram posts using Hootsuite. Now, I would be posting them manually, but I can automate or schedule in advance that I want to post on Instagram. I can automate by setting up our daily Facebook ads budget. I could delegate our Instagram stories to our designer by saying, hey, can you get us 5 Instagram story images that we can use every other day to promote a freebie? See, a lot of times we get in our own head, but when we're talking about growing a business, a lot of times it comes back to really fundamentals. What are you doing to bring new people in? So I would encourage you to, if you're in your office, pause this episode right now. If you're walking or in your car, listen, I love to listen to podcasts while I'm in motion, so I get it. But what are some of the things that you can do to move yourself forward? Now, if you get stuck at, I don't have 10 things, that's where the opportunity comes in. That's where you're struggling with consistency because it's hard to do the same 3 or 4 things over and over and over again, even if it's important. by working on building out a list of 10 things you can do to add people to your email list, you're giving yourself things that allow you to kind of change up that flavor, to escape that boredom, to always be in forward motion. So again, that first tip for you, make sure that you're doing something every day to bring new people into your business. Now let's talk about the second tip for consistency. Something that we started doing this year at Heart, Soul, and Hustle is planning out months in advance of our promotion. Not necessarily our content, though sometimes we do plan out content in advance, but we've gotten really, really good at planning out when we want our next launch to be, what we want to be working on each month. And it might seem like, what does planning months out have to do with consistency? But I promise it will make sense in a second. But I want to start by giving you a little inside glimpse of what we're doing over the next 3 to 4 months. So right now in the month of May, we are working on some of our evergreen funnels. And in June, we've scheduled some time to create new content. And in July, we're scheduling some time to find and interview and debrief or brief new affiliates for some of our upcoming promotions. Now, you might be listening to this going, well, what does working on evergreen systems and affiliates have to do with consistency? One thing that I found was that we were moving forward in the business every day by adding new people to our list, and we had a couple of funnels set up, but a lot of times people are consistent because they know what they're working on, but they don't know what they're working towards. And something I realized is that it doesn't matter if I am posting on my Facebook page even 5 times a day and I'm getting lots of new eyes on my content, if let's say my goal is to get more evergreen funnels in place, right? No amount of showing up and doing live stream videos is going to build my evergreen funnel. And so what I found was that I was really struggling with consistency because I was doing what I thought a good business did to be consistent versus being consistent at what my business needed. And that's a really kind of mouthful, but it matters. So I would ask you right now to just think for a second, what do you want to be doing in 3 months? Or what's the goal of your business 3 months from now? Now, again, you guys know I don't just like to throw tips at you, so I'll give you like a really actionable way to break this down. But I want to start at the 20,000 foot level. What are you working on right now? Do you have a launch coming up? Do you have funnels that you're building out? What is it that you're actually working on building? So let's actually walk through a little exercise and then explain how this is going to help you with consistency. So what I like to do is give myself one big project a month, and that's my primary focus. Everything I do when I wake up to the time I go to bed either needs to be for the content that we already have scheduled, for example, our weekly podcast, or it's actively moving us towards the big project for the month. So I want you to just map out right now. I'm recording this in May, but whenever you're listening to it, this still applies. So just write down on a piece of paper, May, June, July, or whatever the next 3 months are at the time that you're listening. Now, under each of those, I want you to write down what's one big project you can work on. Some ideas are you working on an evergreen funnel? Are you working on a beta launch of a program? Are you working on a relaunch of a program? Are you doing an affiliate webinar? Are you building your Facebook group? Are you launching a podcast? Are you launching a Facebook Live show? Okay, one big project. By big project, I mean anything that's going to take more than 40 hours of work. That's your big focus for the month. So take a second now and write that down. Now, I would also recommend that as you're writing those down, you have at least one thing a quarter that really brings some revenue in. So for us, we make sure that quarterly we have one big revenue booster. So it's either a launch, an affiliate promotion, something that you know at the end of the day is going to put money in your pocket. Because again, while we love our customers and we want to make sure that everything feels good, we also have to get paid because that's what businesses do. So once you got your 3 months, what I want you to do is start at the month that you're in now. So let's say May. So again, for me, May is about building out an evergreen funnel. And just start writing down everything that you know you have to do for this funnel. Now, I've read about this in a ton of different books. Some people call this reverse engineering. They call it brain dumping. There's all kinds of things you can call this. But I don't want you to go nuts here. I just want you to list out like 10 to 15 tasks you know you have to get done. You can break these down to be more accessible tasks later. But for right now, just write down stuff you know has to get done. So for me, if I'm working on my evergreen webinar, I would say something like, okay, I know I have to actually, you know, create the webinar. Then I know I have to record the webinar. I know we have to buy EverWebinar because we're thinking about doing an automated webinar. I know that I have to meet with my team because they're going to schedule an Infusionsoft. I know I have to write the follow-up emails. I know I have to review the training inside of Business by Design. That's a program that I'm in that also covers how to automate your webinars, right? So I'm just going to start making this list of things that I know need to get done. Now, what you should be looking at is a little piece of paper that has the next 3 months of what you're working on and about 10 to 15 tasks that you need to get done. Now check this out. When you're looking at those tasks and the things that you want to achieve every month, you'll notice that these don't say things like post on Facebook every day, record a podcast. See, if you have one big project you're working on, consistency is about chipping away at that project every day. So when I do this, what I do is every day I get up and I might peek at this list, or I write this on a big whiteboard in my office, or I have a weekly planner that I use. And I say, what am I doing today that's either on this list or moving me closer towards the big project of the month? Because that, you guys, is what consistency is about. It's not about, hey, did I post every day? Which I know I'm saying this over and over again, but it's about making sure that you're moving towards big projects. And so prior to this little assignment, you were doing what you thought you needed to do to build a business consistently. Just by taking the time to actually map this out, now you're asking, what do I need to do on a regular basis to build my business consistently? Now, you still want to make sure that you have time to write blogs and attract people and build your email list every day. But if you're actively moving towards the things that profit or that build the foundations of your business, which for us is the evergreen funnels, the launches, the affiliates, things like that, consistency is not a question of, am I doing something every day? It's a question of, am I moving towards this goal every day? And can I take days off? Because guess what? You can take days off. I take off the weekends all the time. Consistency is not, hey, if you're not moving, you're moving backwards. It's if you're not actively moving towards a goal, you're in motion. If you're actively moving towards a goal, you're in forward motion. And it's a slight distinction that makes a world of difference. So now we're going to move on to my final little tip for you about getting consistent with your business. And I am really excited to share this tip because it's one that I put up a lot of resistance to. And so my hope is that as you're hearing this, maybe you're thinking like, OMG, I do not like this. This does not feel good. I disagree with you, Zach. And I want to invite you to know that that's totally okay. The first time someone told me that this could make me more consistent, I thought they were absolutely nuts, but the reality is it made me so much more consistent in my business. And that is getting systems and processes in place for either yourself or your team to follow. Now, at the point in time that your business is really doing somewhat well for you, and I'm not talking about crazy money, I'm talking the point where you're profiting and you're starting to get busy and you hire that first VA or assistant. I put up resistance to hiring my first assistant, but I can tell you it was the best thing I ever did for my business in retrospect. But when I first brought my assistant on, they didn't know what to do. And that was my fault, not theirs. I didn't have systems or processes. And what I found was that I would avoid delegating or giving things away because I didn't want to create more work for myself, or I didn't really even know what I wanted them to do. But delegating is what allows you to give someone else the work that you struggle to be consistent with. But in order to do that, you need systems and processes. And so I think that the best way to give you a taste of how this can make you more consistent is to give you an example of how we record the podcast at Heart, Soul, and Hustle and how it gets taken care of. So we have this complete system built out where I record a podcast and I drop it in Dropbox. So right now I have my ScreenFlow open, I'm recording this, and I'm going to save it into a Dropbox. Once I do that, one of two things happens. If I'm kind of behind schedule, I'll shoot a quick message to our podcast editor, Matt, and Matt will then say, hey, got it, what's the title? And he'll start the editing process. So Matt has a process completely built out, and we've talked about what it looks like to move my content into his hands. And that's really for me just recording it to Dropbox and letting him know it's there. Once Matt is done editing the podcast, he then sends it back to the Dropbox folder and pings our team. So we use Slack, which is a communication tool. We'll link it up in the show notes. Slack is one of my favorite ways to communicate with our team. But once Matt finishes editing, he will post in Slack that it's done, and one of my team members sees that. Once they see that, Matt also creates the show notes for us, and they have a system that we've already laid out. It's a pre-recorded video on how to set it up. They go through step by step, and they set up the show notes on our website and install the podcast. Then they set up all the links so that you can go to heartsoulhustle.com/61, and it sends you to the show notes. And once all that's done, I get a message that says, hey, your podcast is finished and ready when you are. Now, you might be saying, like, well, where does the consistency come in? Well, prior to this, if I had to edit a podcast, it would be, you know, oh, I edit it and I save it and I fumble around with iTunes and then I do all the editing and then I create show notes and I put it on my website. And what happens is a simple task like recording a podcast becomes so many steps and so overwhelming to me as a singular person that I just don't do it. And I'm willing to bet that there's things in your business where you're like, I need to publish a blog, right? We think it's this one little task, but really it's all these steps. Think of the topic, write the blog, edit the blog, post the blog, create the email, send the blog. It's never just one thing, even if it's just one thing. By getting these systems in place, what I'm able to do is, no matter what happens, all I really need to record a podcast is 30 to 40 minutes of time, and the rest is taken care of. So what I was able to do with my podcast is find what is the part of the process that I really love? What is the part of the process that I can easily do and it doesn't require a massive time commitment from me? And what is the part of the process that doesn't light me up and does take a massive time commitment? And how can I hand that over to someone else as a system? And when I'm saying system and processes, know that it doesn't need to be this beautiful 30-page document. We do simple stuff like a screen recording. So the next time you're doing something that is eating up your time or like taking way too much work, you can use something like ScreenFlow or Snagit. I'll link up Snagit in the show notes. It's my absolute favorite tool. But we just record a little 5-minute video where I say, like, I'm clicking here, I'm clicking there, I'm doing this, I'm doing that. I send it over to someone on my team, and now they know how to do it too. So take a moment and think about what are the things in your business that are all these steps that are stopping you from being consistent? Where is it that there's just so much to do that you don't have enough time or energy or ability to get to it all? And how can you turn it into a system and hand it off? So just to recap on these three ways to get more consistent, notice that I didn't say anything like, set an alarm or do everything at 10 a.m. or wake up early. Can you do those things to get more consistent? Sure. What I've learned is that when I go to events and I meet people, they say things like, you're so consistent and I love your show and I see you online all the time. But the reality is I'm not online that much. I'm not as consistent as the perception is. But I've put these three pieces in place to make it so much easier to be out there on a daily basis for my business and for my customers. So the first one was, number one, make sure that you're doing something every day to bring new people into the business. That can be Facebook ads, posts on Instagram, posts on Facebook, FB Lives, live streaming. Make sure that every single day you're doing something that is speaking directly to the people you want to work with and is giving them the opportunity to get on your email list. And if you're getting more sophisticated with your business, make sure that you've got a simple email funnel in place that's offering a sale to them so that you're always getting paid as well. Second tip is to start planning out a few months in advance of your business. That doesn't mean meticulously planning what you're doing every day or what every day in your business looks like, but rather setting a big focus for each month and making sure that you're doing the right things to move towards that goal. It's not about doing what everyone says a consistent online business does. It's about doing things that move you towards the goals of your business, whether that's launches, funnels, promotions, podcasts. What are you looking to do with your business? And what are the things that generate you revenue? so that you can make sure you're doing something every day, or at least every day you're working, to move you towards that goal. Then finally, we talked about the importance of systematizing and getting processes in your business so that you can delegate. You know, delegating gives you back your time. It gives you the ability to do more. But more than anything, it means that you can focus on the parts of the process that you like, whether that's writing Facebook posts or it's not, whether it's recording podcasts or writing blogs. You can do the things that creatively feed you and let other people handle the things that creatively drain you. Now, we talked about a few things on this episode. This is probably going to be one of my favorite episodes because it is so casual and conversational, and it's really speaking to the struggle that I have. Because listen, guys, everybody struggles with consistency in their business. I very rarely talk to someone who's like, yeah, I'm always consistent. If you want to get the show notes for this episode, you can head over to heartsoulhustle.com/61. Again, that's heartsoulhustle.com/61. But before I end, I want to share with you a little story. And I won't share names because I didn't get total permission on this. But a couple weeks ago, I was at an event and I was speaking to somebody who runs a really successful podcast. And I was talking to him about how people tell me, like, you must have your podcast made weeks in advance and scheduled so far out in advance. And I wish I could be as consistent as you, Zach. And I had heard that several times at this event. And I was talking to him and I said, you know, I don't look at myself as an incredibly consistent person. I think I'm constantly behind. In fact, this weekend, if I want a podcast to go out, I need to record one before I get on the plane to go to this other event. And he said, you know what? I'm the same way. You know, some weeks I'm recording a podcast 24 hours before it has to go live. Why do I share that story with you? Because you guys, there's this perception that everybody is out there operating at 1,000% capacity, and they're these perfect business machine gods getting everything done weeks in advance and batch processing all their shows, and then they just show up and make millions of dollars. But that is the perception. The reality is most people struggle with consistency, most people struggle with planning, and most people struggle with delegating. So I've given you some basic tips, but the way to make these tips work for you is to go out and practice them and remember that the goal is not perfection. The goal is to be a little better and a little more consistent than you were yesterday. I hope that this episode helps you get more done in less time, and we will be back next week for realsies. We won't be missing it next week with another episode of the Heart, Soul, and Hustle podcast. Until then, keep hustling.
Thanks for listening to the Heart, Soul, and Hustle podcast. For more great stuff, be sure to visit heartsoulhustle.com.